Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Dear beloved, we're happy to have you back with us another time to present the message of hope and deliverance. I would like you to know today that it doesn't matter what you are faced with in life, that there is help in the wonderful name of Jesus. I would like you today to know that God has given us the ability to live for Him. I want you to know today that Jesus came so that you and I can inherit all the goodness of God's will for our lives. I would like you to understand, and I'll be reading for you today from John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus made it very clear that the devil comes not but for to rob and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Dear radio friend, I want you to know today that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the only way to deliverance and to power and to healing. Jesus Christ is the way. That's right. He is the only way. He is the way out for you, and He is the only way out for me, out of any circumstance or situation, out of grief, out of sorrow. Christ is the way. He is the way out for you, and He is the way in for you. He has come to bring us an abundant life. Can you imagine that Jesus made it very clear to the people in His day and time when He was on earth? He says the thief comes to steal. He comes to kill and to destroy. And I think this is a test that you can apply to a church, a religious organization, a radio or television program. Is it a religious thing? No. I want you to know that somebody out there loves you, and God cares about you, and He wants you to have abundant life. Abundant life cannot be found in a church, but it can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that Jesus is the door of the sheep. Thank God He is the door. Jesus says in verses 11 through 13, He says, I am the good shepherd. Oh yes, He is the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. That's what Jesus came to do. He is a giver. He came to give. And what did He give on that cross? He gave His life. He offers forgiveness. He offers pardon. He offers salvation. He offers a way out for you and I today. And we can have a divine, genuine relationship with Almighty God when we give it all to Jesus. I want you to know that a hireling is one who runs away from the sheep when he sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep. Oh, yes, he does. And the wolf catches them and scatters them. But Jesus, He is the good shepherd. He will hang in there with you. Maybe you've had people in your life and they were only there for a while. You see, beloved, in this world, people only come into your life, into our lives, whenever and however, and it is always dependent on their own motive. But God has a better motive, and He has a better desire for you and I. He came so that we can know Him. We can become part of His family. You see, Jesus, He says the devil's intention is to rob. He robs you of your health. He robs you of your relationship. He robs you of all the things that God desires for you to have. He comes to steal. He's a thief. The devil, he constantly plots and he constantly waits to take away all that God would like you to have. But beloved, our lives do not depend on the abundance of things that we possess, but rather on the strength and on the will of God. And I would like you to know today that when we trust the Lord with all our hearts, we are going to have a divine revelation of the Word of God. That's why we come to you on a weekly basis to bring the Word of God so that you would be able to be blessed. We come to let you know that Christ is the answer to all your circumstances. It doesn't matter what you might be faced with today. Christ, He is the hope of our salvation. He is our righteousness. And when you and I pray, we must pray believing that God has the ability to turn things around for us. Beloved, I want you to know that when you trust God, maybe you're in a nursing home, maybe in a hospital, maybe you're plagued with a dreadful or deadly disease. It doesn't matter what you've been confronted with in life. God loves you. He cares about you. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. This is God's will for you and I, to have eternal life and to know Him. The devil comes, and what is the devil's intention? To destroy relationships. The devil comes to destroy homes. The devil comes to rob you of your peace with God. The devil comes to sever all that you have been enjoying in this life. But I want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you. There is a way out of your depression. There is a way out of your sadness. There is a way for you, beloved. I would like you to know that there is no quick fix for anything that you're going through, but there is hope in Christ Jesus. When you trust Him with all of your heart and you surrender your soul to Him, God is going to set you free. You need to surrender, beloved. You need to surrender to Him. He's calling. Christ came. He lived. He died. Yes, He did. And He arose on the third day. You see, many times I've had the privilege of taken trips to Jerusalem, and I've been to the empty tomb. I've been to the garden tomb, to Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed for you and I. And beloved, I want you to know that Christ came so that we can be able to have the abundance of life. The devil does not want you to enjoy God's blessings. The devil does not want you to have a perfect relationship. I would like you to know that people may come into your life and leave. People may come for a short while. Maybe you've had broken relationships. Maybe you've been a divorcee. Maybe you've gone through so much. Maybe you're a single parent. Maybe you have had people that came into your life and you felt as though you've been betrayed, as though you've been broken, as though you've been tossed like a rag. But in God's eye, you are His child. We are God's children. The Bible says God made us in His image and in His likeness. And God's will and intention is for us not to perish in the state we are in. Why? Because God wants us to rise out of the ashes and to get hold of eternal life. And we can only get hold of eternal life through our faith in God's Word. It doesn't matter who you are. You might be a religious person. You might be a good Christian. You might be a non-believer. You might even be an atheist. It doesn't matter who you are. God made you and I in His image, in His likeness. And you might be someone seeking for God's direction in your life. You might be someone praying and seeking God to help you with something you're struggling with. The devil comes to destroy. He does not want you to have the perfect will of God residue in your life. He does not want God to have His way in your life. And I love what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 9. Jesus says, "He that has an ear," or "he that has ears to hear, let him hear." Is it possible to have ears and yet not hear? Beloved, yes, unless we have the Holy Spirit speaking into us and obediently surrendering to Him, we will never hear the voice of God. Beloved, I want you to know that there are many people out there. They hear it all right. The hearing is good, and that is the physical hear only. But we have a spiritual ear, and we need to hear the voice of God speaking to us. God wants us to be filled with His power. What kind of power are we talking about? I'm not talking about powers like Superman or some of those cartoon characters. I'm talking about a power to be obedient to the will of God, the power to love, the power to forgive, the power to live the way God wants you and I to live, the power to go through situations and come through the other end victorious. The Bible says He giveth power to the faint, and to those that have no might, He increaseth strength. That's the power God comes to give. Beloved, God does not give us power to cause, to be like a magician and to fulfill our own desires and whatever we want. We say abracadabra. That's not the kind of power I'm talking about. I'm talking about the power to go through life's struggles, to go through disappointments, to go through all the hardships and the brokenness and the loneliness. And Jesus says the devil comes to rob. Maybe he has robbed you of your health. Maybe he has robbed you of your relationship with someone. Maybe he has robbed you of the truth of God's will. But you can get back on track, and you can be able to fulfill the rest of your days walking in fullness and in that fullness of Christ Jesus. Beloved, I want you to know today that Christ, the Bible says, whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. There is freedom for you and I from the grips of Satan, from the powers of the evil one. Jesus came so that we would be able to be identified with Him, and we would be able to be established as a son of God. I would like you to know today that God loves you and He cares about you. And I would like you to pray with me this simple prayer if you're believing God for the power of the Holy Spirit to live a good Christian life. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you for your word today, and I pray that your Holy Spirit help me to be obedient and to obey your will. Live in me and give me your strength to do all that I need to do to please you and you only, in Jesus' name. We'd love to hear from you at the end of this broadcast. You'll hear all our numbers. Do write to us and let us know what God is doing in your life. You can support us in many ways, more than one. Let God speak to your heart. Thank you for listening, and hope you join us again next week at the same time on this wonderful radio network. And for now, God richly bless you.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.